Lyrics of Lowly Life by Paul Laurence Dunbar. The Cornstalk Fiddle. When the corn's all cut and the bright stalks shine like the burnished spears of a field of gold, when the field mice rich on the nubbins dine and the frost comes white and the wind blows cold, then it's hey-ho, neighbors, and hi-diddle-diddle, for the time is ripe for the cornstalk fiddle. And you take a stalk that is straight and long with an expert eye to its worthy points, and you think of the bubbling strains of song that are bound between its pithy joints. Then you cut out strings with a bridge in the middle, with a cornstalk bow for a cornstalk fiddle. Then the strains that grow as you draw the bow o'er the yielding strings with a practiced hand, and the music's flow never loud but low in the concert note of a fairy band. Oh, your dainty songs are a misty riddle to the simple sweets of the cornstalk fiddle. When the eve comes on and our work is done, and the sun drops down with a tender glance, with their hearts all prime for the harmless fun, come the neighbor girls for the evening's dance, and they wait for the well-known twist and twiddle, more time than tune from the cornstalk fiddle. Then Brother Jabez takes the bow while Ned stands off with Susan Bland, then Henry stops by Millie Snow, and John takes Nellie Jones' hand, while I pair off with Mandy Biddle, and scrape, scrape, scrape goes the cornstalk fiddle. Salute your partners, comes the call. All join hands and circle round. Grand train back and balance all. Footsteps lightly spurn the ground. Take your lady and balance down the middle to the merry strains of the cornstalk fiddle. So the night goes on, and the dance is o'er, and the merry girls are homeward gone. But I see it all in my sleep once more, and I dream till the very break of dawn of an impish dance on a red-hot griddle to the screech and scrape of a cornstalk fiddle. The end of The Cornstalk Fiddle, a poem by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.